Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
Have you ever stopped to ask the question how God measures success in the local church? Well, clearly for some people, it's the size of the church, how many people attend. Some also measure success by the size of the building. In fact, some call the building the church. It may or may not surprise you that God never measures success in this way. For example, consider how he began his letter to the Colossians.
We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints because of the hope reserved for you in heaven.
Clearly, Paul measured success in the Colossian church by the degree of faith, hope, and love that existed in that church. By contrast, Paul does not mention faith, hope, and love in the beginning of his letter to the Corinthians. They were a very immature church. But he was very pleased with the spiritual growth of the Thessalonian church and thanked God for their work of faith, labor of love, and steadfastness of hope. And then when Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he was thankful for faith and love, but was deeply concerned that these believers develop hope in Christ. What about your church? How do the people you fellowship with measure their success? Clearly, God's measurement is faith, hope, and love, but particularly the degree to which we love one another. Think about this question. What can happen in a church when quantitative growth takes precedence over qualitative growth?
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.